like you might have tried to click in, but you didn't come through, Diana. You might want to try towards the end of the net. We will continue forward. 384 negative contact as of now. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605 Judy checking in. Copy you loud and clear. Do you copy me?
Copy you loud and clear as well, Judy. So the ladies, I'm sure you've been listening. The ladies have been talking about fire drills in case of emergency. Well, of course that's an emergency, but various situations. We've been talking about getting your family out and that sort of thing. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, I've heard a lot of great suggestions and ideas and reminders. Through the few fires we've had, it's kind of given us an idea about, like, where we would evacuate to, how far we would, you know, want to go, and so we have certain sites that's just like a mile away from our house. It's a center area off 199 that's really, really clear, and there's no trees right there, so, you know, there's a few things that we can do, but we are out here in the middle of the trees and in the forest, so we just take precautions in clearing our land and all that stuff. But ladies have great ideas.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that information, Judy. We appreciate that. Would you like to talk about the iBarkNet?
Thank you. Yes, IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. We have our meeting from 6 to 8, and we have our nets on Monday night, starting with GMRS and moving to FRS3 and MERS3, so that people can get an idea of who's in their neighborhood and who's the radio operator that they can rely on and who they can work with to in a case of an emergency. We actually just applied for a grant. I could give a little spiel on that if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the state of Oregon actually had a grant opportunity in April, and this is something that they said that this is the first year of it, and they're going to continue to have next year and the following years. So this is an opportunity for other radio operators to be able to get these grants. It's basically putting a communication hub in your neighborhood or in the valley or wherever you're at, and then putting up repeaters and having just a really good base station with repeaters in town and good communication with radio operators throughout and a map of everything. So we just got word that we got granted the grant, so good news, and we got a lot of information forthcoming still, though.
Copy that. Would you like to tell us where to go to find out about that, or would you like to email me some information?
Sure. It is the State of Oregon Department of Health Services, and it's called the Resiliency Hub Grant. And I can send it to you. In fact, after they contact me, I'm going to ask them about the coming year. It'll be due in March or April, and then I can send you the information.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Well, thank you for letting us know that information, and then I can forward that on to the other ladies that might be interested. Well, thank you so much, Judy. Is there anything else?
No, it's just it's a one-of-a-kind grant where you don't have to be a nonprofit or a corporation or a business, official business. We're just a little old club, and, you know, one person obviously has to put it under their name as far as the grant money, but it goes to the club itself. And I would love to talk to you about it at some point in the future, because they would love to have us have communication hubs throughout the valley, especially in areas like ours where we're in between cities and we don't have services and we're underserved, so that we can help each other. So it's something to build on.
Copy that. Well, that's really good information. So hopefully the ladies that were interested wrote that down, and then when you get some more information, you can get that to me and I can get that out to the other ladies. Well, thank you so much for all of your sharing, Judy. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
6057,
come in. 605, Judy, go ahead, and then 4877, Timber, I'll call you next.
Go ahead, Timber. I was just saying I was monitoring.
Gotcha. Thanks, Judy. I just wanted to say, Judy, congratulations. That is awesome out there, what's going on, and I definitely want to know that information. We need, our communities need to know that, and it's very, very important. The people in Klamath Falls should have that. All these communities around Oregon should definitely have that. So I will pass on that information as much as I have available to me, and I would love to sit down and talk to you about that. So thanks. Looking forward to conversation soon. WRKV 487 Monitoring.
Absolutely. 605 Monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you, ladies, and that's really good information. And you're right, Kimber, that's very important to have those little hubs all over our counties, all over our state, actually. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRPL 8262. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Lady. This is 359, Karen. You copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. Copy you loud and clear.
There she is. Nice to hear your lovely voice, Bobby May. You're coming in loud and clear. So hopefully you've been listening to the ladies talking about fire drills and basically family preparedness in case of fire. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
I think everybody's basically covered it. We do have to-go bags in every vehicle that we own, so other than that, the only thing that we worry about is getting the animals out. Everything else can be replaced. So we don't worry about no replacement. Just take the animals and leave.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense to me. Well, thank you for sharing that, Bobby May. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, one more comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
This is cool that we're all talking, but I wanted to expand on what Bobby May said about evacuating animals. This radio repeater system that Jeff, Oregon GMRS, and Dale, DDB, have set up, that we can reach out for help. If there's a fire, they're going to have updated information themselves. Jeff has a fire background. He does all these updates. But ask for help if you need your animals out or if you need help evacuating. Reach out on this radio system and ask for help. It's super cool that that is available. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that information. I know when there was the fire in Ashland, just outside of Ashland recently, that a lot of people were on the radio commenting about where it was, how fast it was moving, I was closed, that sort of thing, and it helped a lot of people because they've come on after Arnett and said they really appreciated all the information. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?